Mobile.
KB4 CPA Mobile.
Hey, boy.
To see the wizard.
And
I brought my little dog Toto with me, so I think Toto's gonna sniff him out for me.
You're dreaming.
It'd make a good movie.
Heard that before.
What are you doing with your bad self?
Just trying to finish up some computer work here and decide whether I'm going to try to get on a net here in a little while or just go take me a nap. I've been on the go since about 6:30 this morning, or about 6:20 when I woke up. Couldn't go back to sleep. Had my alarm set for 6:30 anyway because of the inspection. You know, minor things like that.
What all do you do when you do a property inspection?
Primarily, it depends upon what the people that have requested the inspection, what they're actually looking for. Sometimes I'm just I'm there looking at the property to see what physical condition it is. I may be doing inside inspections. I may be doing outside inspections. Today I was doing a full place because the place I was over there is a church, or going to be a church when they finish it. But they got a bunch of remodeling to do on that place there, so it can be used for occupancy. Right now it's not able to be considered. I wouldn't want to be even thinking about occupying that place over there right now. But that's the way it is, you know. You deal with what you got.
Oh, yeah. I guess so. Oh, me. Well, I guess better you than me, because that don't sound like a whole lot of fun to me. But anyway. I'm still on the mend. I'm getting there. At least I'm making progress, but I am running out here to get some pizza. But I tell you, this antibiotic I'm taking orally it will just zap you. It just takes all your energy and strength and your legs just feel like jello.
That would be, you know, the same thing as if I were just going out to play tennis every day. My legs would feel like jello. Now what the inspection I did today was one where they were wanting, we were doing a property inspection for a bank. And I guess the people are looking to do some remodeling on this building they've got, and it needs a bunch of it. And they were, you know, looking today, and what I just do is do a condition report. I go in, take pictures of the inside, the outside. I did measurements today, figured square footage, wrote up everything that needed to be repaired, things like that. It's a, you know, it's like a house that's being turned into a church.
So, do they already have a bank vault, or is it, are they more or less starting from scratch?
Church building has already been built back over on the property next door to where they are right now. So, they're just trying to expand this unit to make it into I guess this is going to be like Sunday school buildings and meeting rooms and things like that they're going to have. And it's just a corner property, but there are other buildings already done, and it's set up and everything so they can use it and all. So this is just a getting things ready type thing. So, and, you know, they got work to do to get this ready. But they've already started on it and they plan to do it. So that's what they're doing, and This was just a property inspection, so I was inspecting the physical condition of the property.
Okay, well, so you have to see if it's going to fall in, if it's safe to inhabit. Oh, me. Well, I hope they'll be able to use that, and yeah, sounds like they're going to maybe put some, like, you know, Sunday school classes and that sort of thing in there, or who knows, but anyway. Well, I did a little domestic chores inside a vacuum, but I'm trying to stay out of the heat. There's some things I need to do outside, but I can't do them right now.
Why I'm in the house, and I did that inspection. I was there at 9:30 this morning to get that one done and get it out of the way, because it was still 80 degrees by the time I got there at about 9:15. But then the temperature had already gotten up close to 80 degrees, so it was already on its way to being a scorcher, and the humidity, of course, was real high this morning, so that made things really nice out there, too, you know. I walked away from there, the back of my shirt was soaking wet, so not the first time I've done that.
Been there, done that. I used to hate to do graveside funerals, and you're in a suit and tie, sweating bullets. you're soaked all over. It's not a pleasant feeling, but anyway, I've done hundreds of those. Well, I'm pulling into Papa John's here, so I'm going to have to take a break, because when I turn the corner around the building here, I will completely lose the repeater, so I'll say 73s. And, baby self, talk to you later. Clear up your final KB4CBA.
All right, well, you stay, take it easy in that heat out there, because it's not real hot. The heat is not there, but the humidity is, so it's making that heat feel worse than it really is. So be careful out there, David. KB4CBA, W2T73s for now.